KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Some communities in Ladysmith have spent the Easter break with dry taps as a nearly month-long water intermittent supply drags on. There has been frustration and anger among residents in affected areas, including parts of Ezakheni, Acaciaville and Allo Park. Last week, the Utugela District Mayor, Ntandeko Nkosi Shabalala, went with a delegation to a local abstraction plant to check on the installation of a new pump to improve the facility's capacity. He said teams would work flat out to restore supply to impacted areas for the Easter weekend. But Ward 20's Abbas Warasali says this hasn't happened.
As we speak, some areas are already starting to run out of water. The sad part is we are not even getting tankers coming into the area.
Warasali, who was also invited to last week's oversight visit, says this was a misrepresentation of what was communicated by the municipality.
The media releases did say the pumps are already commissioned, which I distanced myself from because it was not what I saw at the plant. When I got back, I did my own media release to update my community the truth. When we went on a site visit, then we were told that they're waiting for the concrete base to dry and they were going to start up the pump the very next morning. But to now, nothing is happening.
Transport Minister Barbara Creasy says she's pleased with the outcome of their Easter road safety awareness campaign. Creasy says there's been a noticeable drop in deadly crashes in all provinces except Mpumalanga. She says the death toll there climbed to 15 on Good Friday after three people lost their lives in a car crash between Bethel and Middelburg.
Although our statistic of crashes and fatalities are still undergoing quality assurance and verification, early indications are that our road safety campaign is holding strong and the public has responded positively to our messages.
And arrangements are being made for the funeral of Pope Francis. The Vatican says the pontiff returned to the house of the Father this morning. He was 88. It's just under a month since he was discharged following a long stay in hospital with pneumonia. Francis, who was born in Argentina, was the only Latin American to have led the Roman Catholic Church. His funeral and a conclave, the gathering of cardinals in the Sistine Chapel to appoint his successor, will now be planned. Dates for both events are likely to be announced in the coming days. Historian Catherine Pepinster has told Sky News he made his mark on the Catholic Church.
He wrote yesterday in his message to the world about the marginalized and migrant people, and also spoke about freedom for people to practice religion, whatever religion that is. And those were his abiding concerns during his time as Pope.
Here's a quick look at your maximum temperatures for tomorrow. Durban's reaching a high of 24 degrees, Richards Bay 30, Maritzburg, Margate and Moy River 22, Ladysmith 25, Newcastle 26, Sulundi 29, Cockstead 17, 18 for the Berg. Morning swells in Durban are expected to reach 2 metres with sunrise at 19 minutes after 6. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.